So moved.
Second.
Properly moved and second. Any question?
Question, Mr. Chairman. In reviewing the minutes under the Personnel Committee report, actually, I think everything should be struck after Reverend Moore stated the board is also looking at paraprofessionals, the nurses, and others not included in the hopes to have information enough to vote at the April meeting. The remaining three paragraphs were inappropriate at that time, and for the motion, and I, in order to accurately reflect what the board minutes should look like, I propose that those three paragraphs be struck. Okay.
Is there a motion?
I so move that.
Second.
Proper move and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any question? Any more amendments to the minutes?
On page 5?
Yes, I'd like to say on page 5, with the 11,000, make that change to Kappa Alpha Psi, not just Kappa. Kappa Alpha fraternity.
A lot of people never heard of it.
Come on, man.
There we go. Some people just want to be one.
Some married them.
Also, I think at the time the donation hadn't been made. So, did you?
Oh, no, you have it already. Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm saying at the time of the meeting, it was saying you had thanked them for their contribution. Was it a planned or potential contribution, or at that time? Because we hadn't. I just wanted the minutes to reflect what had occurred at that time. Because at this meeting, I'm going to introduce that we received the contribution.
Oh well,
I just know from Capo. I know at the frat meeting.
Okay, all right, good. That's fine. It all done. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Is there a motion to accept that amendment to the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Properly moved and second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Any other changes to the minutes?
I move for the approval of the minutes with the approval voted on changes.
Second.
Properly moved and second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Parent teacher comments.
I guess from the teacher perspective, say thanks for the work that you guys have been doing behind the scenes. We haven't had an opportunity to see the report that you're going to present tonight, but we look forward to seeing what you guys put together for everyone else.
Very good. Any other comments from teachers or staff? Any comments from parents? Any comments, general public? Okay, school report.
Try to move quick so we can get out of here much quicker than we did, previous meeting.
I'm sorry, brother.
Make sure everybody here.
All good. Yeah, he sent it along.
So our second trimester report card, comms will be held on Friday. Teachers have made appointments with our parents. Spring break begins April 13th, and we'll be back on school Monday, April 24th. We just had our last Saturday Academy session. I want to thank the teachers for all their support. God bless you. Our drumline band and choir students will actually be performing at the Delaware 87ers game this week. So we do have an official drumline group. It's being led by Mr. Leidick in our music department. I believe they will be performing as well at our leadership day, so you get a chance to see them perform with the choir. Our K-3 teacher will participate in the, we call it DELI, but our Delaware Early Literacy Initiative Professional Development. That's a program that focuses on early learning literacy instruction on students from K-3, and also closing the gap, achievement gap, between our regular education and special education students. Chess team continues to raise money to compete at the Nationals in Tennessee.
Where are you at on that, Principal? Like, how much do you need to go?
We need about $25,000 to go, and the $11,000 from the Capitals was a big help. My brothers are Cap Alpha Psi. We have on GoFundMe. We have about $3,000. We may have already had about $4,000 or $5,000 already raised before we started. So we're at a very good place right now. What's that?
But it sounds like about 11.
No, probably closer to maybe five to seven, depending on. Yeah. Our goal is to be able to raise enough money so we don't have to rely on any money from the board this year. So that was a big goal for us this year. So that was a big help in the campus.
And if folks would like to donate, would you prefer, if any of my fellow board members wanted to donate, would you prefer to go through the GoFundMe page, or would you prefer just
a check? Whatever their preference is, they can send a check to school. We have some that go through GoFundMe. We have some that send checks. We have some, they do both. Brother Howell sends about four different ways. Whatever way is fine.
Yeah. It would be nice to put a challenge out to the brothers of, you know, Phi Beta Sigma to see if they can match.
It would.
See if they can step up.
So,
Mikel Christie will step up. It won't be 11,000.
So, and just so, for the record, that our chess team has won two national titles in 3 years. And as you see, it was difficult for Villanova to try to win back-to-back.
Oh, yeah.
So they won their second title in 30 years, so we're going for our third title in 4 years. But more importantly, not only our students are good chess players, but these students, many of them, go on to some of the top high schools in Delaware, and now our first group is in college. And we have a large number of our chess players that actually are all on the campus of the University of Delaware on scholarships. So we're at that point where our chess players are now in college now. So we want to do better about being able to track all of them. But the ones that we are in touch with are on college campuses from Delaware all the way out to Colorado. So your investment in our young people is going up. It's making a huge difference.
Yes, sir. First of all, just to interrupt you one more time, the championship, that's the weekend of
It's Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day weekend, which is a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do clear that my mother. I think I'm.
What about with the wife,
Mr. Clay? I think it's good. Mr. Brown represented the board last year, and I think that's something I would like us to be in the habit of doing. So I do have the intention of traveling. Got one last clearing to do. I think I'm there.
And he did that well last year too, so we appreciate his support.
Also, in reference to the chess team, brothers and Cap outside determined to step up again, and they're going to practice with the children.
They're going to come out and play chess with the kids.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We welcome that. We actually had a match set up with Freire High School. It was last Wednesday, but we had the snow day, so they're going to come this Wednesday. And the coach asked us, I don't know how good the kids are. Have you won any championships or anything? I was going to tell him, but Mr. Durant said, don't tell him anything. He'll find out when he comes.
So
we welcome the brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated who want to come and play chess with the kids.
We also welcome any other fraternities.
And our staff and students are working hard to prepare for our first annual leadership day. We did get a confirmation from the mayor who was going to come and speak, and we're waiting on confirmations from a former Vice President Biden, and we sent an invitation to Devin Steele, who is the NFL defensive lineman. He had the daughter who won a battle against cancer. He's a Wilmington area member of Wilmington. So we're
have we sent any invitations to the CEOs of the companies that are located here, like DuPont, Ashland? Have we contacted them?
We're developing a list of all of our CEOs and foundations and politicians. So we're sending out, we're doing an email, but we're also doing a hard copy mailing too.
Let's make sure we hit Rollins with that.
Okay.
And also the Gillian Foundation. And we also need to send an invitation to someone from the Longwood Foundation.
Right.
Because those are people who give up money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm presently working with a group that I have serious questions about whether or not they could be invited. It's a group of guards and former inmates who have come together to try and work together to prepare themselves to go back to the prisons to talk to guards and prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, the officers of that group, there are six of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Leadership Day is in full effect. We have many committees, on the staff, so we'll keep you abreast of that. So our target is to be able to invite 300 people from 300 stakeholders from the community to come out for that event. Our building and operations, we are preparing for our conversion from heat to AC. It was 75 degrees in February. We thought we would be moving to AC a lot sooner. And then we got a little dose of winter and some reality. So we'll be holding off on that, but we'll be looking to probably make that transition sometime between April 1st and April 15th from heat to AC. And we've begun researching on play systems for our new playground, so we're getting some pricing. Those play systems are not inexpensive. They're not cheap. So I've been looking at, some of them ranging from $50,000 to $100,000, depending on what level we're able to get. But I'm looking at the possibility of how we could reduce some of that cost if we use some of our own maintenance here to help with the installation. I think the company will come in and do all the footings, and then they could help with some of the other install. We might reduce the cost.
Lowe's and Home Depot have teams that will actually come in and help with that. Do it in one day.
Any charge for that?
No charge.
Wow.
It's part of their give back program to the community.
Sounds like something that the operations committee can spearhead.
And the other thing is, I know the Gilliam Foundation actually is the organization that paid for the entire play system over at Eastside about 6 or 7 years ago. So we might want to put together a proposal.
Okay. And Jesse's preparing the building for summer cleaning, refinishing wood floors, painting lockers, and some of those other items. He will be meeting with operations team to go over some of those major projects. And I just want to publicly say at the meeting that Jesse Warnick, our facilities manager, is doing a great job. I know the board wants to recognize that. And I appreciate you acknowledging him. He expresses appreciation for how the board acknowledges. You know, we've had a history in the past of some managers that have not always been as professional as we wanted them to. He's hardworking, diligent, and very knowledgeable and very skillful. So I just want to publicly thank him and thank you for his support.
One step further, if we could put together a letter drafted to his management, his organization, in which we could sign,
okay,
or at least our chair can sign on his behalf to let his management know how much we appreciate the effort that he's made.
Okay, will do. Will do. Okay. I think I'm good. We did send out our intent to return forms for our families who intend to come back. And again, we are over 90%+ reforms of families intending to return back to the school for next year. I'm done.
Move to accept.
Second.
Properly moved and seconded. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. School financial report.
We're still waiting for the last bit of funding from the state unit formula, approximately $100,000. We thought that we would be getting that in February, but as of yet, we still haven't received it. But I spoke with Brooke Hughes, and she ensures that it's definitely on the way before year end. We received all of our local funding. Looks like that we're going to end the year in a pretty good positive variance. I don't know if anyone had any questions on anything.
Did you get the action check this morning?
No, I have not.
Any questions on the financial report?
So, Ms. Wine, the only thing I would say, so this is kind of like our, even though we have this $100,000 coming, our crunch period where we don't really have anything coming in,
right.
We have all the funds coming out.
The only other funds that we would have would be from any grant funds that we spend, and then that would be offset with the expense that goes along with
it. So it looks like we're in good shape, but do you have any concerns or anything for the next few months?
Mrs. Weiner, at the last meeting, you talked about the Title I spending that they had asked us to step that up.
Yeah, we
and
have.
You had also included that they added a some relief course so that we could actually spend some of the money for technology.
Yes, and we did, and that's how come if you look at the bottom where it says computer equipment software, we're over budget, $134,000
approximately. So that explains that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Expenditures. With the approval of the teacher's increase last month, are we still on track that we're going to be within budget for salaries?
For this year, yes, because we just said that we were going to do the 2% this year, and whatever we do for paras, this year. As you can see, that we do have a good amount there, and I did include the 2% in March, so that's included for salaries and employment costs. So we're pretty good there.
How do we look in reference to preparation for next year's budget?
I'm currently working on that. We're at a good place. You told me that you wanted it in April, mm-hmm. and we'll definitely meet the April deadline.
I'm not sure about what's happening at state benefits wise, but will there be any changes in benefits costs from the state?
I did receive something from the state letting us know what the changes would be for the next school year. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'll let you know what they are.
But I know that many folks are seeing tremendous health care increases. Tremendous.
Yes.
Tremendous.
Did they say why?
45.
Oh, okay. Health care costs. Okay.
Yeah, no.
45. Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. Driving up healthcare costs.
I'm saying that, you know, somewhat tongue in cheek, but really, with the overhauls that are going to happen there, someone will end up paying the price for it. So.
Take my drug treatment.
If it gets approved.
Yeah. And Ms. Wanda, this draft that you're working on, for April, your form mate met in that using the new step system?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll get a finance committee.
Yeah, and we can just talk about the draft and what it looks like.
Okay.
And although we know that there has been some overtures made in terms of special increases that might come for charter schools with this new budget, the national budget, the fact is that that's going to be very selective.
And I haven't heard of any impact for us at this point.
I don't think we should anticipate a dime worth of things.
Okay. Any other questions on the school financials? Motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Board financial.
So as those are going around, we haven't incurred any actually major expenditures in the year 2017. You can see there we've been light, haven't had anything kind of major come out. One thing of note we paid was a final bill from our audit from last year. That was $1,800. And other than that, as you can see, purchase of care reimbursements often hit our account. And so the large checks that are going back out to the school was simply me writing a check to Thomas Edison, which reimburses them for the funds that should have went to the school but came to the board. And those are, you know, you'll see, you know, $5,000 one, $11,000 one. That's just us reimbursing them for funds that hit related to purchase of care directly into the foundation account. And so Pat and I usually get together and we'll write a check for those as they come in. Outside of that, we haven't had really anything major since our holiday party. And I'm not sure, Ms. Winder, where we ended up on the Culbertson, that final invoice.
I haven't received a call back.
Yeah.
And
gotcha. Nothing. So I haven't received any other follow-up on that, so I haven't paid anything. That's another small potential payment. But outside of that, we won't really. There's not many people attending charter conference this year either, so probably won't be many expenses related to that.
Can we look at getting the payment to fix the face file?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that now. If you don't mind getting it out, I'll give you that tonight. And that's really all I have in terms of the foundation account.
Okay. Any questions? Motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
Proper move and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
And then just one quick thought on fundraising. I've been talking to Mr. Cooper, who's not here tonight, but Ms. Vera, he really is going right down the area of what you were talking about in terms of our April 28th Leadership Day. Really getting the board to, it could be collective, or, you know, if you want to email the school directly, that's fine. But if we could really think hard about our own personal invites and who we would want to have, and in addition, after that, come up with an organizations we're a part of, foundations we know about, and things of that nature. And while this isn't a fundraising kickoff, it's kind of a dual purpose, right? If we could get in front of the people that we know, people we know about, and get them out here, and get them introduced to the school, it's much easier to ask something from someone if you've introduced yourself to them, right? As opposed, just like in our lives, right? You know, you're much more likely to give to someone you know, as opposed to somebody I tell you about. Hey, I got this buddy; he's doing this really great thing. It's like, oh yeah, great. So if we can just do that sooner rather than later, when is a good? Have you guys been to the school? Been sending these invites out as you receive the information, or is there like a date where you're just sending everything out?
Yeah, we're sending them out as we see, but we do it almost on like a weekly basis.
Gotcha. So if perhaps over the next week, use this week to kind of think about folks you would like to invite, and have the school send them an invitation, so it's even more official than you just going and calling them and or sending them a text message. You know, have like, you know, something official come out. And then we'll be there to not only will they come out to the school, but we'll be there to greet these people that we know and we work with and we go to church with. And, you know, I serve on the board of my church. I'm a deacon. I've already invited, you know, them. But I would like for us to send, you know, official invites, mm-hmm. you know, and have these people that are part of our organizations, you know, kind of come out and support. The school and get to know more about the school, because I think it'll sell itself once you get on once you get on there. And that's my comment on that.
Okay. Motion to accept the fundraising report.
So moved.
Second.
Properly moved and second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Curriculum Committee, I have nothing from Mr. Cooper, so we will have something hopefully next meeting. I try not to leave them all. I had a bad email from him, but I've got a good one. Personnel Committee.
Personnel Committee and the Executive Board have been working very hard to put together salaries for our paraprofessionals, instructional our paraprofessionals, non-instructional, and our interventionist. And I think we've been, in fact, I know we've been very successful in doing this. First, let me say that we appreciate the teachers letting us know how much you appreciate what we've done for you as far as the new STEP system and the raises for many of you. And we use that same concept in putting together a salary for those three categories I just mentioned, the paraprofessionals, instructional, paraprofessionals, non-instructional, and interventionist. I'd like to move tonight that we, for those three categories, that we give a $500 raise, which you will see in the next paycheck, and that's a one-time bonus, and then in the upcoming school year that we follow the STEP system that we created for the salaries of those three categories.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
I second.
Properly moved and second. Any question?
One question. I believe that the STEP system that's being implemented is for instructional paraprofessionals and non-instructional paraprofessionals, just the two categories,
Right. I'm sorry. That's right.
So if we could amend that motion. And I also think that in amending our motion, with the STEP system that we are implementing beginning with the next school year, that to the extent that anyone is currently compensated above what their STEP would make them entitled to, that they not take a cut in pay, that they just remain frozen until such time as the STEP system would they would reach a point where they were entitled to additional compensation.
Exactly. Thank you.
Second the amendment.
Okay, the motion has been properly amended and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions?
And
motion carried.
And so, Ms. Winder, you, as soon as administratively possible, if you're able to move forward with the bonus.
Mm-hmm. And we hope that that everyone, those three categories would appreciate the fact that we did come back a month early because we did say April. So we're moving on this. We still have a couple more things to do, but just want you to know we appreciate you.
Anything else from the personnel committee?
Nothing else.
Operations committee.
Motion to accept the personnel committee report?
Oh, yes.
Second.
Properly moved and seconded. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried.
Right, Operation Committee, I'm sorry I don't have a report for you guys this month, but I know we're going to get ready to meet with Jesse. You notice we continue to carry the brownfield. We should be able to close that now. No, the grass restoration was done up there.
It hasn't grown everywhere.
Yeah, the brown is taken care of.
Right.
We just have some spot. There needs to be some reseeding done.
Okay. Or some so of that would happen in the springtime.
Yes, sir.
It's out of season, but I mean, that's the only issue.
That's the only one.
And I would close that issue, so to speak.
Yes, sir.
Be moving into the playground.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the roofing, again, I'm also going to follow up on what Principal Al said about Jesse. We've had a history of facilities management personnel in the many years, and I also would commend Jesse on his enthusiasm in the job and the extent to which he works outside of where he should be. So, as I mentioned earlier, with respect to roofing, it is such a big nut. Jesse and I spoke about, and we're going to be exploring the utilization of solar panels, okay, in the sense that a lot of companies, if if you buy their solar panel, we'll also, in part and parcel, upgrade your roof, because once you put panels up, you can't get to the roof. So it goes hand in hand. So we're exploring that. And Jesse is fully commended for taking the initiative in respect to that, that thought. The IT system, we're soon done. Close to?
Yeah, we're we're still working with the guy on it.
Okay. And then I'll wait to hear from Jesse regarding the situation with our parking lights and the school emergency lighting system.
Right. So he'll reach out to you and set up a meeting.
Right. Okay. And then the last big ticket hit in terms of keeping the building going is going to be the necessity of upgrading our automatic temperature control system, okay, which could be a sizable nut. Looking about $50,000-$60,000.
No, probably less than, probably closer to half of that.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. All right, good. So, those are the issues coming up, and in line with regular getting ready for summer activity in terms of refurbishing, repainting, and refinishing in the building.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Chair, there was one. I spoke to Jesse before the meeting. He said there was a leak over at Ms. Winder's office. And he had called Service Unlimited in to check that out. I doesn't know what the status of that is as of yet.
Okay.
But Service Unlimited came and said that's actually a roof leak, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We think it's a roof leak?
Well, Service Unlimited takes care of our heating and AC. He thought that it might have been related to condensation some kind of way from, mm-hmm. from when Service Unlimited came, and they came and said that's a roof leak. It's not. From the heating system.
Kindergarten.
I haven't seen any. Winder's office, you know, I mean, she's on that on the front side of the building. Yeah.
So with no complaints.
Kindergarten. No.
All right. Everything is solid. We can take that off the list.
Right. For now.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Motion to accept the operations committee report.
Parking lot lights. What are we
going to
do with those?
Upgrade the LED.
Okay. The intent would be to upgrade the existing outdoor lighting system that we have in the parking lot and convert them to LED light fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I.e. the cost benefit and the longevity that those lighting fixtures bring would make it worthwhile doing.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the heating system?
The heating? Mm-hmm. ATC, the automatic temperature control?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you talked about that. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Just one quick point about the back street here. Massive flooding. Has there been any discussion about that? When there's been rain and
that's been an ongoing issue with the city.
I can't tell you with expertise, but I can say that part of the issue with the city systems, with the overflow system, is that that system is extremely old. And with it being so old, think of it this way. When it was created, and I'm not saying this as a factual basis, but it was created for 25,000 people. Correct. And now you have 75,000 people, but there have been no upgrades made to the system. And those upgrades will literally be needs. And to have the capability to actually do all the upgrades necessary, you would do all the upgrades and literally have no city residents. Because the property tax would be way too high to get it done.
And the good news is at least when it backs up, it's flooding outside and not seeping into our foundation and coming in the building.
Any other questions on the incorporation?
Any other problems in the building?
No.
I'm sorry, the parking lot lights, what about the other exterior lights? Is it all the exterior lights we're looking at?
Yeah, so when he meets with the operation team, he'll talk about all of the lights. On the parking lights will be a...
But the parking lights are our lights, and the other lights will be city lights.
But we have exterior lights on the building as well.
On the structure itself. Okay,
and yeah, so and he wants to upgrade those as well.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to upgrade those as well. Mm-hmm. So I asked him to get pricing, get estimates on all of that, and then he can present it to you. And there are actually quite a bit of them, too. I mean, it might be about at least 16 of them, those exterior lights, or more.
Motion to accept the operations committee report.
Second.
Proper move and second. Any question? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carried. Executive committee, we talked about the playground for the school, which is still on the table. New business or open discussion, the charter school renewal. We want to get some bids to get that process started.
Mr. Chairman, on new business, our next meeting is scheduled for April 17th. The school is closed that day.
They're going to open up for that.
Are they going to open up for us?
No.
That's the Monday we're out. Yes, yeah, Easter Monday.
So,
the 17th school's closed.
Mm-hmm.
Easter break.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the day before taxes. Yes, you should be open.
Can't call it Easter break. I'll call it spring.
Spring break, excuse me.
Okay, so
we know what it really
is.
Reverend Moore has
spoken. We have a couple of different options here, folks. We can either hold the meeting on the 10th, or
do we have enough time? Do we have enough time to actually notice it to hold it on the 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is this, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
One week?
Five business days. So either 10th or the 27th.
Or the 27th?
24th, you mean?
24.
Oh, so have it on that Thursday? No, Thursday is out.
Okay.
That's Big Bang.
And that's the day before Leadership Day too. That's gonna be
Which is always Big Bang.
Don't ask. Don't ask.
So
the 10th.
24.
But you can't be.
I can't be here either. 10 or 24. I can be here 17.
17 is out.
Just that one thing.
We may have
can't
to
do
that. We may have to.
What about the week of the 10th?
No, I was saying the
10th.
Week
of the 10th is fine.
The week of the 10th?
Throw the week early. So
that Thursday?
At Thursday would work.
13th?
It's
yeah.
A half day.
Liz, what's up?
It's a half day. It's our. We start spring break that half day.
How about that if you did it the Monday before?
We can't do that Monday. Ron can't.
Friday is the 14th.
Oh, Ron can do.
No, Ron can't do the 24th. Well, what about the 10th?
I can't do that. No, 10th, I'm actually good.
That keeps the day the same, but it would be a week before instead of a week later.
Wednesday?
Yeah, that's on Wednesday.
How about canceling that meeting for this area? State?
And
we have a certain number every year.
Yeah, but I mean, we normally meet or exceed the number of meetings that we need to have.
Uh-huh.
I guess the issue is.
But your luck is to find the finance committee. We'll definitely need to meet. But we can always just have a smaller meeting.
But I don't know if we have to pass anything in April, do we?
Do we need to pass the budget? Don't we?
pass it.
We could pass it in May. May.
Okay.
Well, you have enough time, right?
Okay. All right, so. For right now,
yeah,
are
just,
no other issues? So, 4-12? Well.
No, I think right now we're going to suspend it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Spend it. Spend it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to lose sleep.
That's on the 15th. When's the chess?
Does that need to be officially?
That's in May.
It is.
May 4th.
So we don't need
the chess. We will be gone. Chess will be gone.
Chess will be gone on the 15th, right? Chess will be gone on the 15th of May.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chess will be gone on the 15th. So, we would do the 22nd?
I won't do that.
You can send your report in, right?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll send my report up. We miss every, whatever the Nationals is always a board meeting. We miss
okay.
I just send my report in.
My
man Shelton did that for me.
Is that the meeting that we're going to talk about the budget? Because Mr. Christie won't be here.
Oh, no?
No, he'll be back. That's the Monday we come back, right?
Yeah.
I've traveled back.
It's over on Sunday. So you'll be back for Monday night.
I'll probably be back sometime running down. Sleeping.
Okay. All right, so
if not, I'll call him. That's just look.
Okay.
No, I don't mind changing.
Okay, so
changing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other?
What? 7:25?
Oh, Lennon.
We'll be good on the
7:25?
Will you be adjourned the meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't hear that.
I heard that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.